Thank you, Andrew. And then we'll move on to 16, Bighorn Sheep Auction License. I believe Mr. Kanta, is he joining us virtually? Yes, very good.
Yes, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Hope you're all doing well, and thank you for letting me attend virtually today. I'm going to cover Bighorn Sheep Auction Licenses. So just to refresh everyone's memory, I think we have all the same commissioners as last year, so I won't dwell on all of the background here, but administrative rule does provide that if the commission issues three or more bighorn sheep licenses in the regular season, that one of those can be made available for auction or will be made available for auction. So of course, we do have more than that three issued currently with our bighorn sheep seasons. So just a little bit of background. We did first implement this auction license in 2013, and it's been auctioned. We've had an auction license every year since 2013. The rules do state that any organizations that are going to auction this license must be 501c3, and they have to be focused on big game management and big game habitat management, things of that nature. The funds that are raised from this license being auctioned, 100% of those come back to the department. And what the department does with those funds is right away, we take $85,000 of the auction funds, provided that it sells for more than $85,000, and that goes to Bighorn Sheep Management. The remaining amount, 50% of that goes to the Second Century Habitat Fund, and then the other 50% goes to Game Production Area Management within Game, Fish, and Parks. Last year, the Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation auctioned the license based on your selection, and that license did auction for $155,000. That individual actually was successful in South Dakota, harvested a very nice bighorn ram, actually in the Deadwood area, and you might remember last year we had some discussion about harvesting in the Deadwood area, and he did harvest it just onto public land. And this was, as I recall, it was a 190-inch ram. I mean, a really nice bighorn sheep. So it's great that we made some opportunity there, and we're able to harvest an animal there versus it maybe getting hit on the road or dying of old age or something of that nature. So really neat story there, and some good money raised with that individual to bring back to South Dakota for habitat and bighorn sheep management. The application process is simply we send out a call for applications from a number of different NGOs and groups, and I do send that out usually late November with a deadline of December 31st, so the end of December. This year, we did have two applicants for the auction license, one of those being Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation, and the other the Iowa chapter of the Foundation for North American Wild Sheep. Two great organizations. We work with both of them. Both of them have contributed to bighorn sheep management, habitat management. They've contributed to the shooting sports complex. So they are great partners, both of them, and we've worked well with both of them, and they've been kind enough to send funds to South Dakota to help us get a lot of great projects done, and most importantly, a lot of nice habitat projects, which is a priority for the department. So really don't have any reason to put one over the other or tell you that one organization does better things than the other. The Midwest has auctioned this license since inception in 2013. They've done a great job. We've raised lots of money there. But again, no real reason to say that one organization is better than the other. We have had some discussion recently about, what would this auction license do in a different venue? Certainly, maybe some of the folks that are bidding at Midwest would bid if it was in a different place. There's a lot of online opportunities now, and so they'd be able to track that license to whatever venue it was auctioned at. But there's also opportunity by moving to a new area or a new organization that we might pick up some different bidders as well. And so, the department did give some thought to potentially giving an opportunity to a different organization. In this case, with the two applicants, Iowa FNAWS would be the other organization that potentially could auction the license. But ultimately, that's up to the commission. I just wanted to offer a bit of information to help guide you with your decision. And again, either of these organizations would do very well. Yeah, that's what I have to offer today, Madam Chair. I'd certainly take any questions. With that, we would need the commission to make a selection then on which organization we'd like to auction the 2026 Bighorn Sheep license.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Canta. So I want to make sure we have in front of us what we need. I see the Midwest Chapter, Wildlife, Sheep Foundation. I'm not seeing another. Oh.
Should be the following page, Madam Chair.
Yes, I don't have that. Oh, no, I do have that. Yes, thank you for guiding me there. Very good.
Yes,
Okay.
and Madam Chair, I submitted the letters to you all that they submitted, but I can tell you that I've received all of the information from both organizations, and they're in good standing and meet the requirements and qualifications laid out in rules. So they would both be eligible.
Okay, very good. So with that, commissioners, any discussion on the organizations that are in front of us and the direction you feel we should go?
Commissioner Beast, I've been to a lot of these different auctions and fundraisers for wildlife, and year after year you go and you can just about bet where that booth is going to be and who's presenting what at these auctions. So, in my opinion, it wouldn't be a bad idea to switch a venue, just to mix it up a little bit, and like say maybe get some different bidders on it that never paid attention to the other venue where it was at. So I would be in support of going with the Midwest. So,
Very good. Additional questions or comments from the commission?
is that a motion?
I was just waiting for more comment. All there. To everybody else's opinion. Otherwise, I would make that motion.
To move it to the aisle.
For more discussion.
Madam Secretary, I guess as the motioner commented, I feel the same way, so I second that.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Beast and a second by Commissioner White. Comments on that motion to move the venue?
I'm good to give it a try.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Locken. I agree with the comments that have already been made. I think it's always could be interesting to see what it brings and what change looks like. So with that, I too would agree with that. So we have a motion and we have a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So it will move to a new venue. Very good. Thank you for that. Thank you, Mr. Canton.